am your dungeon master, Michael Tomorrow, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Hey, my name is Mike Bachman, and I am burdened by glorious purpose. My pronouns are he, him.
Jennifer Jeek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Mika Howard.
I had something I was going to say earlier. I forgot my pronouns are she, her. Jennifer, I remembered the question I was going to ask.
Take your time.
The people love
Do you?
It.
Take your time.
No, forgot it.
Do you?
They love it.
No, I forgot.
No?
See, if you want to kind of know what's going on right now, you should come to our Twitch. Normally we record on Tuesdays, but this is being recorded on a Thursday, and Mika and I got our second COVID vaccines this week, so we're telepathically communicating.
Tim Lanning's here!
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. My pronouns are him. Yeah, you know, we're professionals.
I forgot you had not been introduced yet. I'm sorry.
I broke my rule and I was being sassy.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's Thursday, my friends, you know?
It's Thursday. It's so wild.
It's so wild.
We're back to our old recording
night. This is our old recording
night. Just one night only.
One night only.
Thursday night.
We're recording two episodes.
We are going to do two.
Yeah, we're going to do two.
No.
Let's do it.
I'll die.
Right? We wake up on slabs. No, thank you everyone on Twitch for being flexible. Thank you to David for not having as many days. I forget if I told you we're switching days. We always forget.
I apologize to him earlier today.
He's so nice.
He's so nice. Thank you, David.
He did ask us please to upload it tonight.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And we'll remember.
You know.
He's not in the chat, so we can't tell you.
That's good information for me to have.
I'm actually weirdly the one that always forgets to do it.
You're the one?
Yeah.
It seems like it's me.
I've forgotten once or twice.
I forgot one time, and David very kindly asked me to, and I feel like whenever he does, I don't mean it this way, but I feel like I'm on, like, very, like, I don't, what happened? Where did it go? Like,
how could this happen?
It's a mystery. Yeah, what the fuck did happen?
Yeah, I decided that David just deletes mine in some power play and respect it.
I think, yeah, he's allowed.
Yeah. So, wow, we're in May. Isn't that cool?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah. That's wild.
It's GapCat's birthday month. Not the month of, you know, our anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Bachman, Michael, and Jennifer are all the birthday.
It's Tara season, baby.
Tara.
Choo choo.
Need the birthday babies.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Woo!
It
early
will
birthday.
Have been what? Earlier. It will have been last week by the time you hear this. Happy birthday to my birthday buddy Matthew Morris. He is the day after mine.
Man, mate.
Wow.
There's so many of us May babies.
You're maybes.
I'm jealous. But no, I like June. I like June. I gotta tell you, I like June.
June's a good month.
June's a great month.
June's not great. Some would say it's better because you're like right in the middle. You're like 6 months from Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing.
No, I'm totally right.
That's the other big present time.
Yeah, no, June is the best. I've always known that due to the proximity to Christmas. Yeah.
the perfect distance from Christmas. We're
right, right. I mean, my mom's birthday is better than mine because it's June 18th. It's closer to the end of June. You know, you want to be June 29th, I would say. Probably June 24th.
Guys, what's the perfect... what's your idea of a perfect date? Anyone out there? Anyone?
Well, I like 7 because, like, 7's a good lucky number.
73.
And that's mine.
not too warm.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
People gave more money to the Trevor Project this last time. We're over 18,000.
Holy cow.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wow.
Thank you so much. Man. We've left the Twitch reminder on just because, hey.
Why not? Keep throwing some money in there. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. It's a good cause. So, you know. Let's give away some beautiful, delicious, diehard dice. If you're in the Twitch chat right now, you can type in hashtag diehard. That's number sign for those of you at home. And you get to win the beautiful dice. But as we all know, most likely you won't win them. So what you can do is win yourself 15% off by going to dieharddice.com and using the offer code greetings-may, I assume, Nika?
Yep.
Okay. And if you're listening to this in a later month of 2021, it's typically greetings-first three letters of that month. So I assume next month is greetings Jun, Jewel, Og, Sep, Oct,
Oggy Dog.
Oggy Doggy. Oggy Doggy. And yeah, if you do that, we get a little kissy of the cut. Which, you know, we got paid. We get paid a little bit, you know? And I love to get paid that money because it's new and it's different. So I can earmark it for stupider things. Congratulations to Horrid Cafe. You win your very own Die Hard Dice coupon to the store. So it's
you can pick which dice you want.
It's technically not just one pair of dice. It could be like 30 if you buy like the...
cheapest like little plastic dice you can find. Yeah.
These dice are absolute trash.
Legally, we shouldn't sell these.
These were cursed.
The glitter's on the outside. It feels like razor blades. So thank you so much, Horrid Cafe. Thank you so much, everyone else, for entering. It means a lot to us. Yet again, go to dieharddice.com. Offer code greetings-whatever the first three letters of the month is. May God have mercy on your soul if you're listening to this in 2022.
Just go to
but
the Instagram.
Nika always updates it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So yes, Instagram, greetings adventurers, something.
great. Thank you, Die Hard Dice. If you want to win Die Hard Dice, Tamar, you probably said this. I don't remember because I was looking for code and couldn't find it. If you want to come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Tuesday at 8:44 p.m. Eastern.
I didn't say that. So you did good.
Nice.
We have a whole thing set up.
Now that we've given away dice, why don't we all roll a d20?
Yeah.
Roll d20.
Just let me finish this level.
Yes. I got a 9. That's not as good. But statistically.
Last week I rolled...
What if I rolled a d12 again?
In a way that was bad. Thank God.
No, that's really good. You got 17.
Yeah, it was good.
Someone say their number first.
Oh, I got a 9. Jennifer got a 17 and she forgot how the rolls
were. Yeah, I forgot. But I just went last week.
Doesn't matter.
I got an 11.
What did Bachman get?
13.
Damn, Jennifer.
This is discrimination against me. So last time we started making our plans to go deal with this Tarrasque that is out in the crossroads. And by started making plans, I mean we did make plans and then we traveled to the crossroads to meet Rowan's mom, who's the mayor of the crossroads. Crossroads is like a really cool adventuring town. It's right on the edge of, it's like on the edge of like the settled land, basically. And there's a big river that is called the Serpent's Tail. Ooh. That basically it's the crossroads. And then there's the river. And once you get past the river on the other side, it's wild out there.
Wild.
And most importantly, we went to the Majestic Hog Inn, which is where my mom's office is. Because she's cool and she's the mayor and she can do that. We drank. I think we did shots or something when we got there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So now we're about to strike out a crew of us to go deal with this Tarrasque. Put it down once and for all, because my dad and mom couldn't, they couldn't deal with it. They just locked it away for a while, and now it's loose. Did I miss anything?
It was a beautiful episode. We had a lot of fun just seeing the kind of lore.
Oh, Toby was like so trying to get Rowan info.
Yeah.
He was like really freaking out about it.
Why would I not?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, it's a cool old town. And that's where we are.
Sick. So you guys teleported there. It was probably, I don't know, morning, I think we said. And then you've been chatting with mom, catching up. So it's probably, let's say, afternoon now.
Yeah.
What are you all gonna do? Are you
sorry, the chat, okay, Holy Romulus in the chat reminded me of a very important plot point that happened last episode.
I guess.
Which is that Toby turned Hobie into a pit fiend, and he is not my little baby boy anymore. He's a big scary pumpkin man.
Yeah, he's big. He's a pit fiend. Toby needs to take a long rest so that he can use his spells again.
Toby's been up for 2 hours. He needs to go back to bed.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should have done it, you know, the night before, but we sometimes forget. You know how it goes.
Didn't you? I thought you did.
I don't remember. You might be right. I think we did. All right, let's say we did that.
Remind everyone again just exactly what Hobie as a pit fiend looks like.
Yeah, I mean,
he looks like... And what's his vibe? He talks now, right?
Yeah, you gotta talk a little bit.
You gave him like a mad voice, hey. Like this.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like... Take your standard pit fiend, make it more orange, and give it, you know, kind of weird owl hair. The old style.
What about this? Here's an idea. What if the body of it is orange and then the wings are green, like little pumpkin coming off?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's exactly what it looks like. He looks like when he hunkers down because he's tall, he looks like a little jack-o'-lantern. Big glowy eyes, you know. His teeth aren't as freaked up.
He's fucking jacked.
Got a little big-ass tail.
Oh, man.
Got a little cod piece going on. Probably made out of leftover Batman Halloween costume.
It's one of the little plastic pumpkins just holding it there. No, probably a leftover Batman costume for sure.
Yeah. No, that's his mace. He swings.
He swings a pumpkin or the candy grabbers.
Yeah, that too.
It's fully Halloween themed at this point.
But for some reason, he's covered in Christmas lights. They're plugged into the base of his back, and it's fine. Michael, Christmas lights exist now.
Michael looks very skeptical of this. Right.
Sorry.
Now.
You gave Bachman three shields.
Three.
I didn't take them. I didn't feel right.
He has honor.
I specifically said no, he can't have three shields.
But then you said I could have.
But we don't respect you, and we do whatever we want.
Three shields will certainly kill him.
Three shields.
Sometimes I think that you let me do things because you just don't want to deal with it, and that's fair. But like
when we go to podcaster therapy, this
we will never do.
We'll have to have 8 sessions just on this. Yeah.
I used an I feel statement, you know, not like, you know.
That's true.
Tim would be like, you get let him have a beeper, and all you let me do is create the internet. what the hell? Why don't you ever say yes to me?
That's true. He is right.
Sorry, I got very distracted thinking about Hobie, but he's big now. Big Hobie. Big imp Hobie.
Yeah, and no, we're done. I mean, yeah, and Michael's asking, like, what do we want to do for the rest of the day? Do we just want to go out now that the sun is high?
Well, what do we know about, okay, is there, like, an optimal time of day to attack a Tarrasque?
Yeah, don't fight it before it watches Wheel of Fortune. I'll get fucking pissed.
You want to Wheel of Fortune?
So this is... I hate having a conversation with myself.
No, I love it. I love it. Do it. We love to see it. As fans of the show, we like it. And you.
Especially between two women who I have not done a voice for. Neither of them have a voice.
Neither of which are
both different of them, lady voices.
Not because they're women, but because who they are.
I'm a girl. I'm a girl too.
Sometimes feminism is not respecting women.
That's right.
What if they both came with the same voice?
Like, oh my god.
Don't they do that. They both have my voice.
Who's talking to each other right now?
Adira has questions for Rowan's mom.
Can't you just get Carly in here and have Carly ask the questions to you?
No, that would be so difficult.
I could do it, but you know, I don't know what questions you want. So just do it, Michael. Don't stall. We love it.
Michael, you're so
just
good
do
at it.
Michael, you're
so
good. Your voices are the best, Michael.
It sincerely delights me when you have to talk to
I do
yourself.
Love it.
You it's hate so it. Good. You get I've so had to, stressed out.
Haven't we all occasionally had to do that?
I think we've all talked to ourselves once. At least one sentence.
No.
I've definitely talked to my own characters.
I guess I have.
I don't think I ever have.
I try to make it happen whenever possible.
I honestly, it's a little bit stressful, but I also kind of love doing it.
I mean,
it.
Toby mostly just screamed when he saw Harper. So
that's
count.
Fair.
So Adira goes to River Gray, and she goes, "Can you tell us more about what happened the last time you faced the Trask? How did you trap it? What did you do?" And then, and see, this is the problem with not having the two voices. Now I have to just say, it is the worst.
Are we all here?
You're all here.
We're eating chicken wings and meatballs.
Oh, okay. That's a specialty of the Majestic Hog Inn. Yeah.
So we can all ask questions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, please. Okay. I would love it.
Don't let me fuck up.
So River Gray, well, we battled, and we lost a lot of people that day. Both myself and this guy over here, motioning towards Theon John.
I do feel like she would just out of spite not say his name.
You know, we were inside of the Trask. We had to fight our way out. It didn't seem possible to defeat it. And then Bigby had an idea. He cast some sort of incantation, some sort of spell that cast it on the heart of the Trask and locked it between planes.
Whoa.
And so Adira's sort of face lights up and she goes, "Okay, all right. So, Bigby has this demiplane that he goes to. He has a secret plane where he hides out. It's his..."
I have one of those.
Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
It's you are a spellcaster?
Well, I don't know that I'd call it that. Sometimes I just think real hard, and I think so hard that my brain just runs out of my body.
It's probably a dumpster between a Long John Silver's. Who's to say that?
It does.
I need to make a confession. I also have a secret plane. It's a Cessna Skyhawk.
Scott, why didn't you tell us this before? We could have been using this.
Yeah, it would have gotten us around a lot faster. I'm sorry.
Then teleportation.
We've been living with only two airships like fucking schlubs.
Yeah. It's fucking embarrassing.
God.
If my theory's correct, this is where... I've been assuming this is where Bigby goes because we can't... I can't scry. I can't find him. If my theory is correct, we could potentially find an echo of his magic on the Trask's heart.
Whoa! Ooh.
Which I could then use to plane shift us into his demiplane.
Oh, that's so cool!
That sounds very fancy.
But we would, of course, need the heart of the Trask.
Okay. Oh. Cool. Cool. Yeah, no, I mean, we wanted to kill it regardless, so getting its heart or its big-ass, I don't know, turtle shell body or its eyeballs seems doable.
I'm sure that you could sell it for parts.
Oh my golly, yeah, it would be like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
I'll get my good friend Ron Perlman.
Make a house out of it.
So true. Ronnie, your hands up. You don't got to do that. I mean, we're all fancy, but I respect it.
This is a Lonnie and Anika question. Toby, what if you made me tiny and I ran right up into its mouth, and then you made me big, and I exploded it from the inside out.
I can't do either of those things, but that's such a good idea. In my inadequacies here shall ripple through the ages.
You know, Toby, we really gotta recruit someone who's got embiggening and
Jet did. I didn't learn it because Jet had it, and then I got mad because Jet was bad.
He wasn't. I mean, he was misunderstood.
Jet's like Scud's ass.
Do we have Scud's dad trapped in a statue still? What's the story with that?
I think it fell. No, everything from that plane teleported.
Oh, that's away. Right.
Well, not Scud's dad. Jet's dad.
He's just still there, right?
No. Jet's dad.
Jet's dad.
That's a great idea. I can't do either of those things. Shoot. Beans.
I mean, what is most effective against a Trask? I mean, is it just a, you
know? I don't fucking know. We asked the other day, and I don't remember. I think we just gotta hit it a lot, and then it's gonna fall. And I think it, like, heals itself or something, the book said.
Uh-huh. It sounds like we should probably be careful not to explode its heart.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you have to put it under an immense amount of pressure. I remember that.
You are thinking of the Terminator.
It's not the Terminator.
If you squish it, it might mess its heart up.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to be rude, but what are we going to do different based on what they tell us? I kind of feel like we're going to do what we're going to do.
You know, Toby, you're right, and I'm glad you recognize it finally.
I consider it a benefit of us.
We like to think on the fly. We're nimble.
Well, I mean, we've prepared. I mean, we asked really strong people to come with us in River.
Here's what I'm thinking. We open with spiritual weapon.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
We're doing a vision board for our battle.
The only problem is I don't know where it is. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
It's still in. I mean, it was in the abyss last we saw it.
It's like stuck in the wall somewhere.
You hear a
from like somewhere else.
Who's playing weird EDM? Did that? Who's playing Goblin EDM?
Yes,
the best EDM.
There's some sort of hubbub.
Oh,
some sort
it's
of.
It's called a dub.
A gob dub.
Gob dub.
Guys, let's run out there quick.
Yeah, I love a good hubbub.
We all run out, so we all sprint outside.
I'm more of a bub guy, but
we jump out
the fucking window.
And as one,
we're just pushing civvies over left and right.
Get out of my way. I'm a little 20.
I run through them. I make someone explode.
Yeah. It's
Episode 1, boys out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mika's character can run very fast, but never as fast as she thinks it can.
If someone hits you going 1,000 feet per 6 seconds, that would
you're
be
dead.
Yeah, 1,000 feet per 6 seconds. That's like 60 some feet, right? Someone did the math. Someone in chat, please do the math super fast.
No, don't.
Please don't. You look across. So you look across the river, and to the wild lands. And it, we're called the Westerlands, but it's very wild over there.
Yeah. Or did you say Hinterlands? Or did I write that down wrong?
You may have written that.
It's
called all of these things. It's a bunch of different things. Because, like, no one owns it.
I love that. It's like, yeah, it's called, like, 10 different things because no one specifically lives there.
But you see what appear to be clouds of dust.
Mm. Are there, like, birds flying away, Michael?
Oh God! Yeah,
there are birds. There are clouds of dust, and so it's very wooded. It's heavily wooded. It is rocky as well. Mm. Like it, you know, it immediately goes up into like hills and mountains and valleys and all sorts of shit.
So it's a you might call a rough terrain.
It's a very rough terrain. But you see clouds of dust coming up and. First, it is the birds that come zipping by, and you know you hear yelling towards the bridge. There's one bridge going across this fairly wide but very rapid river, and there's some sort of commotion from that direction.
Adira clicks her heels together and she lifts off the ground.
Damn,
beautiful winged boots.
Damn.
Toby pukes in the bush. Like, all right, here we go. Oh fuck!
You can rally.
Why is he puking?
We're gonna. If that thing touches me, I'm liquid.
The Trask?
Yes!
Well, you gotta save our back, bro.
Okay.
Come on, that's what I'm gonna do too. We're gonna save the back.
Together.
I did throw up. What's left?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code greetings at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Roll perception.
Oh, no, I'm bad at it.
You don't have to. You don't have to if you want to. If you want to roll perception, please do.
I'm gonna.
Let me see. Oh, fuck. She might actually see things.
Ooh.
Lonnie got a 27.
I got a 24.
I got a 26.
We all see things.
You can't get anything past us.
I see that y'all are seeing things.
No, they're seeing it.
You see in this?
You see all sorts of beasts. And whatnot.
Geese?
Beasts. Creatures.
All the beasts running.
All manner of beasts.
They're all running towards the river out of the forest.
Ooh. That is not the way to go.
Ooh, are there like birds flying away and shit?
Yeah, birds. The birds have already...
Are the geese there or are they still hanging out?
There are geese, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like... So is my... mom here right now?
Yeah.
Because I feel like seeing this situation, because I would imagine that the crossroads does have somewhat of like a guard or something, right?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the bridge is heavily guarded.
Okay, so all right. So that's what I was gonna say, if there weren't like currently like a bunch of guards out, I would assume my mom would holler for more of them to come. Because I also would assume that it being like an adventurer zone, there'd be some sort of like an alarm system or something. Like, cause I mean, probably shit like this happens here. Like, it's crazy, right? Maybe not Tarrasque, but.
River goes, I haven't seen this in 20 years. Since the last time the Tarrasque was here. All of the creatures are fleeing before it.
It's just like a tsunami.
Do we need to protect the town or like should we go across the bridge? Ron's like looking at her mom like, tell me what to do. Mom's here, she's in charge.
Well, fortunately, some of the dumber creatures are going to go right in the river.
Lonnie's literally, like, playing in the river.
It looks at her. Lonnie's, like, cryptid style in the river.
She absolutely is. She's
like a Bigfoot.
He's the precious.
our guards will be able to, you know, stop the town from getting overrun, but I think we have to go take this thing on before it's too late.
I'm ready for this. Toby, freaking ready, bro?
maybe it was 30 years ago that the was here.
No, yeah, Rowan's 19.
I'm a teen.
She was 12.
I'm a teen.
When she was during the Lich arc. What are you talking about?
How old am I again? It's all very confusing.
Oh, she's that old.
I think she's like a little bit older.
Not since right before Rowan was born.
Alright, I can see her being like 60 or something. I can see her being older when she had me.
Oh yeah.
Another little piece of background that I thought of today that I liked was that I feel like Theodjon like kind of fell in love with River. River's like, no, I'm not into this. And he was like kind of like puppy, like obsessed with her because she didn't care about him that much.
Wow.
Damn.
So there you go. A little flavor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That sounds right to me. And so what are you all doing?
I think
fucking charging,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It's time to run across this bridge.
Michael, when we get within sight distance, I would like to cast a spell. But besides that, I'm flying on my broom.
Sight distance from the terrasque.
Yep. And we're talking, you know, full sight, like 480 feet or whatever. I don't know.
So you get to the bridge and there's a bright flash of light.
Ow!
And a figure with so many shields appears.
He doesn't have
a shield.
He has no shield. I mean, whoever this is.
He goes, Scud!
Daddy? I mean, Dad?
Scud, I can't let you do this by yourself. I've been watching you from afar.
Dad, you can't. I don't think you can help me. You got that ring on. And she's so weak.
I mean, look, normally I could just, like, totally fucking kill this thing, but yes, I am essentially mortal right now because of this terrible ring. But it's the only gift you've ever given me, so I'm keeping it.
Wow, that's dark.
I'm sure I must have re-gifted you something at some point, but...
No, it's my fault. Don't blame yourself. I never gave you the opportunity.
I wasn't. Well, I mean, we'll definitely welcome the help from a god, but be careful.
I'll probably be able to do some healing and things like that, but don't expect full god power from me, Uthgar.
Your dad.
Your dad.
Me, Uthgar, your daddy.
But I just want to be here for you because I wasn't for so long.
That
That means a lot, Dad. We'll play catch when this is all over.
Oh!
With your with us with the Sphere of Annihilation.
I would love that.
Stressed out, death legs.
So yeah, you are joined by the weakened Uthgar.
He's level 4.
I like thinking of it like, you know, like a video game is like, a weakened Uthgar has entered your party. It's added to your inventory.
I also like that a god is just a really powerful cleric. I think that's cute.
Damn.
Is it? You know what? That's where cleric powers come from, right?
That's what it is, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah, there was definitely spells that were like, you channel your deity. It's like, okay, the safest
step. Myself?
Me? You believe in yourself so hard.
So you all go, the end of the bridge is just, there's a bunch of guards with spears. And it's like a lot of like, you know, it's like wild boar, deer, and stuff like that.
Right.
That are trying to charge over. But then there are like, you know, some tribes of like orcs. There's some scarier, larger monsters that one might find in the wilderness. A troll.
Ha! But again, they're trying to, some of them are trying to run across the bridge and others are just plunging into the water.
Yeah, so it's like they've stopped. If you can imagine, like, they've stopped at the edge of the river.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's so many of them coming that eventually it's like they're bumping into each other and then it's like a, you know, a crowd.
Oh,
and
no,
the
they're
people
gonna,
on the edge.
They're gonna be trampled.
Sort of pushed, it's stressing you know, me out. They're getting pushed and they're falling in the river and getting whisked away.
No, I don't know. This is terrible.
Why are you doing this?
Why are the guards should help them?
When I see that, I go faster on my broom.
Lonnie runs there.
All right, so you all you cross the bridge.
Yeah.
The guards let you through. You, you know, you sort of muscle your way through all these various creatures.
Excuse me, hill giant.
Get out of way.
Okay, whatever. I throw several pamphlets.
Join us.
I throw several pamphlets for the Tower of Grey.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Do they all know what they're running from, or is it just like they saw everybody else running? They start running.
You would have to ask each one of them individually.
Why are you here?
Okay.
Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here?
And they're just like, Drask.
In the distance, you see, I mean, these are very tall trees in this forest, but you start to see them sort of swaying back and forth, coming from a certain direction.
Toby roars, ah! And then turns into an ancient white dragon.
Wonderful. What a cute little guy.
It does turn from.
Does he have a little tuft of orange hair on the top of his head?
And his little, it's a little tuft. Like a, it goes all the way back through.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Toby. This is me, not another dragon. Okay, guys.
That's when you see a green dragon going the other direction.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What'd they say?
They're screaming.
shit.
Fuck.
All right, see you, brother. See you at Dragon Con.
Well done. You are charging towards the forest, and out emerges this huge creature. It's got two big hind legs, and it is lizard-like, and it has a big mouth full of huge teeth, and it's got short arms and a long tail. And you're like, that's a T-Rex. And then a huge mouth comes out and chomps down on the T-Rex as the Tarrasque bursts into view.
Holy piss.
Is a gargantuan monstrosity of no alignment. It's unaligned.
Whoa. That's the scariest of all. No gods, no kings.
Only Tarrasque.
Only Tarrasque, exactly.
It is weird. It does walk on hind legs, but it is very crouched over. You definitely could see it running, you know, on all fours if need be.
It's got quite an underbite going on also.
Maybe it's mad because it didn't go to the dentist. Have you guys seen Waterboy?
Yeah.
It has huge spikes all over it and a long tail that you can just imagine. You can just imagine it just whipping you.
Oh, I'm thinking dying. About it.
Wait, Michael.
Please.
The problem with introducing Uthgar when we did is that there wasn't time for everybody to have a feast before the cabin. And it's important to me that everybody ate well. so that we can increase everybody's maximum hit points.
Hold on!
Everyone, pause!
In my defense, I forgot.
You did remember before.
Yeah, we have a rolled initiative.
That is true.
Michael, do we have 10 minutes?
What is it? Hero's Feast, is that what we're talking about? What does it do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well,
is it?
10 minutes.
Read me Hero's Feast.
10 minute casting time, but an hour to consume.
Oh, no. Okay.
Breakfast. Brother. We can have breakfast before we go out, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like 5 p.m.
I mean, look, I'm trying to work with you.
I gave you the shields, Michael, so really, you owe me one.
Wow.
I mean, I guess, too, this is, like, a surprise that this is happening now.
So Uthgar, theoretically, has been looking over you, watching over you, because he's, you know, and so he's been waiting to... So, theoretically, we can say that you didn't realize it, but...
He spiked our food?
Oh my god, our meatballs and chicken wings?
Yeah, they were filled with the second. Power of Uthgar.
I knew these were good.
He roofied us with power.
We got god roofied.
Oh, I don't like this, though. It makes you immune to being frightened, and that Tarrasques are so good at that.
But only until the hit point maximum increase is gone. And then they don't get that anymore.
Frightened never works anyway. I've never had a single time where... It did anything good.
None of my players were ever scared.
So when I got
fucking stupid.
When I got to work, I killed a player. That ruled.
So but that's an extra 14 maximum hit points.
Oh,
and that's maximum.
For everyone?
Not,
yeah, that's maximum, not temporary.
Damn.
Forever? Forever.
24 hours.
24 hours.
Okay,
forever?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's in forever.
If forever for you, if you die before this 24 hours is up.
I don't like that, but
not a fan.
I think you still lose it. So like her dead body just gets like another wound.
I just tried to heal up in D&D Beyond, like beyond my hit points, and D&D Beyond's like, what's wrong with you?
Cool, yeah.
Do that.
You're max health, by the way.
It was just like, ha ha ha, stupid.
Dummy.
Oh no, that was dumb.
Ooh, I almost only gave it to one character. I forgot I got two.
And so I guess we're gonna roll initiative.
If anyone has any secret diseases or poisons, it's gone. So like,
it's true.
You know, maybe there's someone that was eating was scratching at their undies and now they stopped.
Wait, what?
If anyone has a disease, you don't, okay?
Oh,
you don't have to tell
us. You're well, okay?
You're well. You also have wisdom saving throws with advantage.
Scud's dog no longer has diabetes.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow.
Yay.
Wait, oh, where is Princey Ivy Blue Moon? Princey Ivy?
Princess Ivy Blue Moon is not here.
But
yeah, she's way too delicate to go into battle with a
giraffe. Why does Scud's companion...
Because that's Jayla's creature. Jayla's not here.
He's like, but I want it.
Michael, that's very mean. Are we real initiative? What's up?
Where's Daisy?
In deep home.
We forbid Bucky from joining us because he almost killed us. Well, he did kill us.
He got injured.
I hate Bucky.
Please roll initiative, please. Please roll initiative, please.
I got... Uthgar got 18.
Woo!
And Scud got 14.
I rolled a nat 20.
Toby got a 5.
Nice. Classic.
Adira got a 17 or an 18.
I wrote Toady. Is that okay?
Toady.
That's your new name, is Toady.
I dyslexic the B.
And I'll just have Hobie go on Toby's turn to make it less hard.
Who, Uthgar first or Adira first?
Uthgar's first.
No, Uthgar or Adira, you both have 18.
Yeah, I know, I chose.
I got a 14 initiative, Michael.
I'm excited and nervous.
I got 25.
Damn!
And Rowan's mama got an 11.
She's gonna hang
back.
She's hanging back.
She's wise. Chill. You know
she's
what?
So
she's
wise.
Waiting. Let me, Let me scope it out.
Yeah.
You were saying there, Theon John is just hanging back and shooting arrows every once in a while.
Yeah, maybe at the top of the round, or at the bottom of the round, he just, you know, scuds it over. The missile, not the scud. Even though Scud's name is Scud Derringer.
Lonnie, you're up.
How far away is it?
It's pretty close.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you care how far away? Sorry.
Yeah, why do you care?
I don't know.
It's 1,000 feet away. All right. I use half my movement.
Is he a really small Tarrasque that's very close? Or really large one? Or is he
a big one that's far away? I think I want to try to... This never works. But let's fucking try to do Stunning Strike.
Hmm.
If you stun this Tarrasque, I'm gonna lose my shit.
That's stupid. Is that stupid?
Do it. Stun it.
That rule.
I mean, I assume it's I could totally see it have like infinite legendary reactions, but who's to say?
Listen, we gotta start throwing some stuff at it, yeah, and see what happens. You know,
it's like hilarious. It's like a beginning of a film, a superhero film. Lonnie runs up and just punches the Tarrasque in the face and tries to stun
it. Should we just explain who everyone's playing for those listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right.
We've got really quite a crew going on here.
In order to help Michael, because we have allies, I'm playing Toby, a level 20 illusion wizard who is currently shape-shifted into an ancient white dragon who's being followed by a pit fiend wearing a partial Batman costume, swinging around a pumpkin pail mace. Behind him just a little bit is a flying Adira. I am playing Adira, a harper, who's a wizard, ..
I'm playing Lonnie, who looks like Lonnie always does. She's wearing her new Lonnie-inspired gimp suit. And also Rowan's mama.
Yes.
Who has 2 warhammers that she's ready to smash and bash some bitches.
She's so cool.
She's absolutely going to crack skulls.
Yeah.
It's clobbering time.
I'm playing Scud. I almost said Jet because we got confused earlier. I'm playing Scud, and he's doing all right. You know, he's got his robes on. He's got his dog with him, as he always does canonically. And I'm also playing Scud's daddy, Uthgar, who is wearing some like prayer beads. He's looking way more zen than we've seen him before.
Oh, man.
Sick.
I'm playing Rowan and Rowan alone because I said, honestly, I'm not real good mechanically at playing 2 characters at once. So I was like, please don't make me. But I'm not.
It's fine. I think we're going to absolutely dumpster this thing.
You're gonna freaking kill it before I even get at it.
Absolute pancake.
Yeah, we're gonna be pancaked by a Tarrasque. Wait, I mean, uh-oh.
Okay, so Lonnie, you're gonna do a stunning strike.
Yeah, so I rolled a 17 plus
okay.
11.
Damn. God, I can't imagine what this thing's AC is.
So, a 28 to hit it.
A 28 will hit.
Okay.
Thank Christ.
Very cool.
If it meets, it meets.
Okay, it has to make a con saving throw or be a coward and use one of your legendary actions to not have to do it.
Well, the fun thing is I get to roll first. So I got that going for me.
Okay.
That is a 27.
Okay, well, I guess you do. You succeed. It was a DC 19. That was very rude of you.
Yes, I'm going to win finally.
But I still get to hit you. That just means that I don't stun you.
Aw, beans.
So I'm going to punch you.
I'm actually going to do it twice.
Oh, a ball sack.
That's 7 damage.
Okay. Is it, what kind of damage is it?
It's just bludgeoning.
Is it bludgeoning? Is it magical bludgeoning or regular bludgeoning?
Yeah, it's magical. Lonnie's fists function as magical weapons.
Yeah, monks get magic fists like immediately.
Oh, wait!
I accept that.
I'm a ding dong. Oh, please.
It's not 7. It's 7 plus 4, so 11.
Damn, is it dead? Is it bloodied?
Yeah.
It is bloodied.
Okay, one more hit. Nope, that's a 14.
You hit it. You absolutely hit it.
Did I caress its cheek?
And your hand hurts bad.
Oh,
you don't take any damage. You don't take any damage. But
RP hurt damage.
Good.
But yeah, is that your turn?
Yeah.
After your turn, It is going to take a legendary action.
Ah, shit.
And eat me. Oh, I'm going to run back to the rest of the people.
No, you said your turn is over.
No, so I'm...
Too late. It's too late. It's too late. You said...
Wait, you said... Everyone shut the fuck up. Lonnie, are you invisible?
Yeah. No, I didn't say it on my turn.
He didn't. Damn. You're all right. Well, we're dead again.
Does this make you feel like a big man, Michael?
You feel good.
You like this? You crush our puny little characters with your big dino?
Big old dick.
So he will get an opportunity attack if you run back. Is that, you cool with that?
Yeah.
Don't!
I can heal you, bro.
Okay, you're right. Okay, fine, it's fine.
I'd like to see you try.
Like to see you try, bitch. Lonnie's dead.
It immediately dies.
It's like the beginning of Suicide Squad. Or like when the movie actually starts.
I just started that right before.
Movie sucks. You probably love it.
No, it's so fucking bad. I hate it. But I watch it once a year.
That's a 27. Is that hit?
Wow, Michael. Fast as fuck, boy. Not fast enough. You caught my ass.
So it did a bite. So you're going to take 36 piercing damage.
Oh, that's fine.
If the target is a creature, it is grappled.
Oh, no.
Until the grapple ends, the target is restrained.
Michael, I feel like you always...
And the Tarrasque can't bite another target.
You always pick my character to do these shenanigans with, and I don't know why you do it.
You don't? Do you really not know why? Do you not know why?
I don't know why you do it. Why are you targeting me like this?
Lonnie's 600 feet ahead of us. I'm like, I think she got bit, but I can't tell.
Oh, fuck.
You got like a big spyglass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks so far away.
Wait, Michael, could I ever use Orcus?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
On your turn, you'll definitely have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Cool. I mean, I am getting chomped, so that makes sense.
You are getting chomped. So now it moves up. I'm going to say it's probably not quite at the full group yet.
Is Lonnie still in his mouth?
Lonnie is still in his mouth.
That tickles. She likes it. She's chilling.
She's making mermaid noises.
Like, this is what I want, actually.
So normally it'd be your frightful presence right now. You guys would all be so scared.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, you all eat that fucking food.
He sprinkled protein powder on top of our chicken wings.
How much damage did Lonnie take?
36. So I only took 8 real damage.
Right, but now you no longer have the immunity to being frightened. So you're probably pretty scared right now.
Oh fuck!
I mean, you are.
I can be frightened. Mount,
so that makes sense.
Bachman, I don't believe your reading of that's correct.
I skimmed it. Very quickly. There's no way.
The frightened thing is before the hit points on the stack, so to speak. I think we just get that forever.
I
think the hit points are an afterthought.
The 24 hours.
Oh.
So normally it would do all of its multi-attack right now, but it can't because it's not close enough to all of you, only close to the Lonnie. And it can't bite a creature if it's already got a creature on its mouth, so its only choice. Its only choice is to swallow a creature.
Yay! Vore. Wow.
We should have known this was going to happen, though.
Vore the sex worker, Michael, yikes.
Dude, this is just like The Untamed, okay? We're going to have to go in the belly.
You have to pay for this, Michael.
Yikes.
Fuck.
It goes,
we knew Lonnie was going in that belly.
Yeah, like, she likes it.
She loves it. She's either going to jump in or get eaten. We knew it was going
to
happen.
Like, you think Lonnie's going to be able to keep herself from exploring?
Actually, it does need to hit.
Yeah.
All right. It's plus 95. Let's see if it gets it.
Just stupid. I feel like it should just be all smaller.
I agree with you.
No, because Lonnie might get stuck sideways.
Yeah, what? She's going to do this.
She's in breach.
Yeah. She's breach going down.
It roll off the table. Do you want me to keep it or not keep it?
Is it good or bad?
Look into his eye. He's smiling. That's never good. He's smiling. He never does that.
Reroll it. What is it?
What?
Okay.
What was it? Can you tell us?
It would have been a 29.
Oh, yeah.
He probably rolled a 2.
I would have made a huge mistake.
Actually, sorry. It would have been a 30.
Is it more?
It's a 70.
31.
I crit.
No!
No!
This is...
Michael, We want to use the old one now.
I want to use a floor roll.
Yeah, floor me, Daddy.
I hate this fucking family.
I take it back. I wanted the floor roll. You all are idiots.
I knew it.
Good.
If we all played together, you would just grab Lonnie's character sheet and rip it.
And you're dead now.
Get the fuck out of my house. I called you an Uber.
If we played together, I would jump over the table and I would strangle Michael. I wouldn't do that. I would take his computer, though, and throw it against the wall.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm sorry. Here's $3,000.
So Trask makes one bite attack against a larger, smaller creature. It is grappling. If the attack hits, target takes the bite to damage. The target is swallowed and the grapple ends. So that's good.
I'm not grappling.
Woohoo! Congrats, bro.
Small mercies.
I have to actually roll it. That sucks.
Do it.
Normally I just take the average. All right, so...
Oh, because you did a crit?
Yes, I did a crit. 56 damage.
Okay.
Damage. So while swallowed, the creature is blinded and restrained. It has total cover against attacks and other effects outside the Tarrasque.
That's perfect.
Well, there we go.
Look at the bright side.
It will take acid damage at the start of the Tarrasque's turn.
She's got her gimp suit on, though.
That's stomach acid damage.
That's fine.
Like, Lonnie has several layers of grime before it actually gets to her, like, real skin.
Yeah. She's going to be fine.
Yeah. And next time, I'm going to turn invisible, and that gives me resistance. So, honestly, it's just going to be a battle of attrition.
Yeah, this is the best thing that can happen. You're going to punch this thing, and it's fucking, like, I don't know.
Honestly,
you gotta get me out. You have to get me out before you fucking maze this bitch. Do not send me into an astral plane stuck in this thing's belly.
I mean, we're gonna maze it. I mean, it's kind of... It's,
oh, no!
I
mean,
you gotta let Lonnie punch it from the inside out.
I think Lonnie will be in there.
Tim, we promise we won't maze it. I'll only banish it.
They can roll for
it. This is where it lives. It can't banish it, right? Isn't that what that is?
I don't know. I think you can still banish it.
Yeah, I think you can still banish it.
This is a great Avengers Marvel moment. Lonnie is Drax right now. She's going to come out of that thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love it.
Honestly, like, I almost feel like we should have just planned for this to happen.
Yeah.
Like, Lonnie, get in there, okay?
Yeah. Don't worry. You don't need to. It's going to happen more.
Adira is flying forward with the rest of the crew with her winged boots. And Michael, if you permit me to RP a kissy bit.
Yeah.
She points at Toby and Hobie flying ahead.
Yes.
And she says, I've been a wizard for most of my life and, learning a few gods. And let me just say that my brother had a couple good ideas up his sleeve. And her skin starts glowing. With, instead of the green, blue, and, like, reddish tattoos that Harper had, or that Titus had, she glows with golden tattoos. And her hair, very Super Saiyan, like, goes all gold as she glows with sorcerous light. And she casts haste on Toby and Hobie using her sorceress feature. Twinned spell, I believe it's called.
Cool.
And so now Toby and Hobie are hasted.
Sick.
Nice.
Sick.
And then she will continue on. She casts Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
How far away is she from things? It matters for us people that don't go a billion miles an hour.
Let's say you're all about 50 feet away at this point.
Okay, yeah. She casts Spiritual Weapon, and then she flies 30 feet backwards and either hides behind, like, a hill giant or a tree or a rock or whatever.
Okay. Obviously, after its turns, the Tarrasque's legendary action is refreshed. So it's going to use one to move, and it is going to move up close to the party.
I want that.
Every time I move, it's a legendary action, too. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Sam.
Oh, I don't get it.
I had to buy 3 toilets.
Oh, poop. Okay, Uthgar.
Yeah! Uthgar, you can do it, bro!
I think Uthgar is invincible.
That's true.
In the rules.
No, we specifically said that he wasn't.
You know what we say.
Is invisible, brings 3 shields to the party.
What is Uthgar do?
Oh, I thought you were attacking him.
No, it's your turn.
That's why I was panicking, starting to tell things about him that weren't true.
Bachman, goddamn, you're sweating.
God, okay. So the Trask moved up. Is he like right on us now?
He's pretty close. He's about 10 feet away.
Ah! That is too close.
Okay.
To some of you. Who knows who?
Who knows who?
I think I want to do a blade barrier.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out the best way to position it. Like, how big is the Trask?
It's a gargantuan monstrosity.
Gargantuan monstrosity, damn.
I'm more thinking like area on the ground. I want the X and Y. I don't need that Z. Know what I'm saying?
I'm seeing here it's 50 feet tall, 70 feet long. But this is not science.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, it doesn't say width or anything.
That's from the Monster Hunter subreddit.
Yeah. I'm going to carve the fuck out of this thing.
Yeah, dude. Really, right?
So I can do a ringed wall that's 60 feet in diameter. Is there anything saying that I can't put it? Because it makes it just difficult terrain, but there's nothing that says I can't like cast it on top of a creature, right?
I don't know what the spell is.
It creates like a wall that's like either it's like 100 feet long, 20 feet high, 5 feet thick. But it does 6d10 slashing damage if a creature enters the area or starts its turn there. Like, I want to try and like set this thing in a place where he's going to get hit by it multiple times is what I'm trying to do.
You can probably put it around him or something.
Yeah, I guess if he's 70 feet long. Yeah, I'm gonna do it like centered on him so that he's touching both sides of the wall at least, or both parts of the circle.
Okay, that sounds great.
Sweet. It won't do anything now because he's not entering or starting its turn there, right?
On his turn, he'll take damage.
Yes. It's a dexterity saving throw though, so he's probably only gonna take half that.
Oh, he's not very. He's not. One thing he's not is dexterous.
Well, yeah, but yeah, you know, I know how saving throws work with this kind of bullshit. You're always like, but maybe I passed it. And then you know it. You love it. Uthgar's gonna give a wink to his baby boy. He's gonna say, "Remember this one, son." And he's going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Yeah!
We're going to make a tiny, teeny... I know this isn't how it works, but I always just make whatever I want. It's going to be a teeny, tiny Tarrasque.
Oh,
like, so tiny.
Like a toy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's small to us. Like,
okay. Or is that... What does that do? Does it get to attack? Or is that next turn?
Hey, well, it will get to attack. You better believe
it.
Oh,
Michael, I forgot to attack. I haven't played a cleric. Can I try it? Can I do an attack?
Huh?
It's only going to be upwards of... Max damage is 11.
Yeah, you better get your attack out now. You don't want to have to follow the spiritual weapon.
What?
That's so true. Adira summons... and it's just like a golden rapier. She does 5 radiant damage. Oh, wait. I guess I should roll a d20. It does a 19 hit.
A 19 does not
hit. Shit! That's why I knew it. It didn't happen.
Tiny Tarrasque is gonna like just kind of nip at the toenail. big Tarrasque.
Okay.
Does the big Tarrasque fall in love as though it's a baby? Does
our little nail clipper just crit?
Oh yeah, buddy.
There you go.
What a buddy.
And once again, double damage dice. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? What kind of attack? This is like a melee attack, right?
It's chomping.
A melee.
Okay. It's not a ranged attack.
No.
Melee spell attack.
Okay.
Oh, it's force damage. Fuck.
18 plus 9... 27?
To hit?
No! I crit!
Oh, you crit. Right, 27 damage?
Yeah! Is it dead?
No, it's not dead, unfortunately.
Okay.
Damn it!
Was that joke ever gonna get old? Every attack.
No. I think
absolutely not.
Nope. Are you done?
Yeah, sure. I've done all the prep.
So that was Uthgar?
That was Uthgar.
Oh, he's not next to me. I move further away. Retreat. I'm crossing the bridge again.
We're going to have 3 spiritual weapons slowly but surely attacking this motherfucker.
And we're just going to get under a dome or something, like go to another plane and just let him pick away.
So who would we think would be sort of, you know, in the vanguard here? Who's leading the charge?
Well, I can tell you who it's not. It's not Roy.
It was Lonnie. I mean, Toby and Hobie are like 70 feet up in the air.
I mean, Rowan's mama is a battle master.
Yeah.
But maybe she's in the back too.
With her 2 hammers. Like, I wish I could reach.
Someone's got to be in the front. Someone's in the front.
I mean, yeah, she might run in, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably Rowan's mom.
Yeah, probably Rowan's mom. Yeah.
She doesn't have good AC. She's gonna get eated.
Uh-oh. What if I watch my mom die in front of me? No!
Trask takes a legendary action and does a bite attack on River.
No!
My mommy! Leave my mommy alone!
That is a 31.
Yeah, that hits if you want to double her AC.
What? I don't. I mean,
that's so rude, Michael. Don't do this.
You take 36 piercing damage and you are grappled.
Okay.
You're restrained.
Can we say that story characters can't die? They have that weird video game thing where they just fall down on their hands and knees?
Yeah.
They spawn back. She'll spawn back at the end.
I gotta go back to my egg.
She drops all of her stuff. Her hammer's on the ground.
Hold the A button to revive.
Then we're gonna go to Rowan.
All right. Well, this freaking Tarrasque tried to attack my mom. And successfully attack my mom. So this Tarrasque is my sworn enemy now. I am so angry. I whispered to Mo, go eat my ass, as always. And I would like to cast Hail of Thorns first at level 4. And then I'm going to shoot my oath bow at this Tarrasque. And I get advantage on my attack rolls. Because I fucking hate this Tarrasque so much.
Whoa.
He's trying to hurt my mom.
He is hurting your mom currently.
He is actually hurting my mom.
You keep using passive voice?
I do. He's actually chomping on. Oh my god, I'm rolling very bad tonight. 23?
A 23 does not hit.
That's okay. I get to try again. Okay, roll better, Jennifer. I got a 23 again.
A 23 again? Yeah. That's usually such a good roll.
Yeah, typically it's a good roll.
Wow, Rowan just fully embarrasses herself. Like trying to be like, leave my mom alone. And like, donk, donk. Like the two arrows like go flying completely off. And and like thorns just shooting out of it, like randomly, like kind of hitting people in the head. It's not a good look. Shit, that sucks. That's about the worst I've done in a while.
Well, the thing has insane AC, so it's not that big a deal.
I guess
it's got a lot of AC.
Fuck. I don't think I can do anything else.
Yeah, because you did your bonus.
Yeah, I did my bonus already.
You're probably still inside the inn.
I am as far back as possible.
Yeah, she's...
Like, Rowan, come here.
She has... her face is underneath the beer tap. And,
Yeah.
Scud!
Oh, my God. I thought it would never come to this. But Scud, air high-fiving his daddy, his year-old dad, is like, it's like, ah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And he makes another tiny Tarrasque.
Do they look exactly the same?
Or exactly one the same. Like, oh my god. You're not prepared for how exactly the same. Gonna be, 20 to hit?
That does not hit.
It tries to chomp on the other foot, falls on his face. Scud, I feel like Scud just wants to meteor this thing. Yeah, why not?
Wait, but will it explode Lonnie inside?
No, it won't.
She has total cover.
No, she's got, she's can't hurt her.
Okay.
Yeah, a dexterity 18 saving throw, please, Michael. But this has to be like, it's got like a mile radius. Is the problem. Are we 10 feet away?
Yeah,
she's just gotta get it on the edge.
She's got it on the edge.
Okay.
Sure. You're gonna destroy the natural habitat out here, but whatever.
Entire forest. All those.
Yeah, River wanted to throw up some condos out there anyways. So.
Okay, so the I throw the meteor behind, and the Trask is like, ha, you missed, you can talk now. And then I'm like, did I? And the shockwave comes from behind.
Hits its butt.
It just like knocks him over like a domino.
You aren't gonna believe this. It has +0 to dexterity and I rolled an 18.
I of course believe it. This is just what you do, Michael.
So what you do.
It still takes half damage, right?
Yeah, it takes half, and I haven't even rolled damage yet. Oh my god, so many dice. It's 20 d6. So half of 72. You do the math.
I don't want to.
And I won't.
36, right? That's a lot of damage. Is that Scud's turn?
Scud moves very far away.
Okay. River, you are in the mouth of a Tarrasque.
I'm grappled, but I'm also incapacitated.
You are not incapacitated. You are restrained, I think.
Restrained.
So restrained just means you can't move anywhere.
Okay. But I could still roll an attack.
Oh, I should have had advantage on Lonnie when it did the chomp.
Well, you didn't need it, Michael. You got a crit.
You crit after you threw on the ground on purpose.
You didn't need it.
You're like, oops, I did crit. That's not a crit. I'm going to bap it off the table like a cat.
Yeah, I'm going to not take this one. Okay, so I think that I
like
was reading...
Like my cast that survived 9/11 is what you said.
I was reading this maneuver, and it seems really funny to me. It's called the bait and switch. So if there's any creature within 5 feet of River that would like to switch places with her, she would be able to switch.
How far down is Lonnie? Hey!
Holy shit, that's fucking hilarious. I wouldn't do that to Rowan. I guess she's just gonna. Oh, she's just gonna take her hammers and attack. She's gonna do.
I mean, you can try to escape.
What do I have to do for that? A dex, right?
It's a DC 20.
DC 20 dex? Fuck, I gotta roll a 17. That's
I don't know if it has to be dex.
No.
I think you get to choose if it works like some other restraints. I don't know about the Tarrasque specifically.
Yeah, it's just grappled. It's just the grappled thing, so.
I rolled a 14. What do I need to add to it to try and break a restrain?
Athletics.
Your athletics.
22.
Woo!
You are no longer in the mouth of the Tarrasque.
How does she get out? What does it look like?
Yeah, describe that.
I think, so, you know, in gators and stuff, they have the teeth in the front, and then there's almost like a space, and then there's the back teeth.
Yeah.
She happened to be right in the space where there's nothing, and she's all, like, slimed up because Bonnie went down, and they have that, like, really slimy, sticky nail spit. So
the egg salad sandwich line. Yeah,
she got lubed up from the Lonnie boar and just shot right off the other side.
Did you say the Lonnie boar?
Yeah, the Lonnie boar.
That's what happened.
Okay.
So I guess then she. Oh, is that my whole turn?
I think that's your action, so you can do other stuff. You just can't do an action. You can move or whatever.
Wait, did the Tarrasque take Bachman's meteor damage?
Yes.
Could I direct Rowan to attack? It says strike using its reaction.
What are you doing?
Commander strike.
You already used your action.
Is that a bonus action or is it a...
No.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so yeah, I guess I'm done.
Okay. Then we go to Toby, who is hasted and a dragon.
Yeah. So Toby is going to use his breath weapon. The Tarrasque needs to make a constitution saving throw as a huge cone of ice is shot kind of like down its back, making sure not to hit its mouth just in cases.
Okay. 28.
Okay, that works. So you take a total of 39 cold damage due to the successful saves.
Hey, it takes damage. That's good, right?
We love it.
We love it.
It is immune to some kinds of things.
Or don't believe that.
Okay, so then it will. Then Toby will fly close, and it kind of squints at it a little bit, and then attacks from 20 feet away with the tail. Ram. Does a, holy shit, 31?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not that much damage, but whatever. How about 17 bludgeoning damage?
It takes it. Is it red? It's not magic, is it?
I think it is, actually. Is it immune?
It is immune to bludgeoning damage.
Oh, fuck. Luckily, I can solve this. yeah, because you take two actions because of haste. And then Toby will fly 80 feet up in the air. And then Hobie will fly at the Tarrasque and really will wait for it to like open its mouth. And Hobie wants to go into the mouth, Michael.
What size creature is Toby?
Large.
Or Hobie.
Large.
All right. You can swallow a large creature.
Okay. So,
wow. No.
Yeah, he wants to schlorp inside if that's possible. And then as soon as he gets inside, he's going to just start raking his claws against the top of its mouth, which we all hate, don't we, folks?
Oh, it's terrible to think of.
And I brought up D&D Beyond because I shan't be doing math. And his attacks are...
So, I mean, normally it would have to bite you and then swallow you. You're saying you just want to go into it.
Right, if it opens its mouth big enough, I want to go in there. That's a space for... That's a Hobie spot.
I mean, look, it wants to eat Hobie.
Yeah.
It absolutely would love to eat Hobie. So okay. If Hobie wants to get eaten,
yeah,
Hobie is free to be eaten.
Sick. All right, so he's going to... Hobie wants to claw. Or first is a bite. Hobie bites the uvula with a 29.
29 hits.
It takes 29 piercing damage, and it needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Ow.
And this is magical. And it's poison, in case it's...
20.
20? Oh, it's poison.
Uh-oh. It is immune to poison.
That's... God.
Fuck, man. Because it makes you immune to... you can't regain hit points, which I bet on this shithead it would be really good.
Man.
I love that I have absolutely no idea what a Tras does, and I think that's even better. Okay, then it's going to claw at the Tarrasque with a crit at a 34. Hobie is so pissed. That is a 35 slashing damage as it claws inside... the Tras mouth, and then it's gonna whack the inside of the, like, let's say it's gonna hit the, like, right mouth, like the jaw meat, with the candy pail, and that's a 32.
32 to hit?
Yep.
That hits.
That's
Jesus.
12 bludgeoning and 18 fire, if that matters.
It does matter because it's immune to fire.
Okay. Good enough. And then with one final twirl, it's going to hit that little area in between your two front teeth, or on the top mouth. That's like where that delicious meat is.
Cool.
And that's a 21. I don't believe that. Yeah, 21.
21 is not hit.
Okay. Then Hobie is going to cast Misty Step, is going to wait for the roar. And and is now 30 feet away, and it's going to use the rest of its remaining movement, which I think is a whole lot. Oh, wait, no, it's going to attack it one more time. Sorry, Michael. That's a 33. I forgot I was hasty.
Yes, that is.
And that's 25 piercing. Then it does Misty Step, and then it, I think, is going to fly 100 feet up in the air, because I think it has double. That's Hobie's turn.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
And you did more than 60 damage inside of it. So I get to roll a die.
Is that good?
No, that doesn't sound like it.
It goes... but then it goes...
No!
And it does not barf.
It does the whole Pokeball wiggle.
It does. It very much is the Pokeball wiggle.
Smiles like Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber when he finally does a big shit in the toilet.
And yeah, so it doesn't barf, unfortunately. There's absolutely no way we're going to finish this fight.
Why not?
It has so many hit points left.
We're never going to finish this fight.
There's no way we're going to finish this fight tonight.
Yeah.
Can Rowan's dad attack, though, at least, just so we can get through an entire thing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
My bad. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I forgot
Theon John. Theon John fires his bow and it snaps carapace.
The bow?
No, the arrow. It just goes, it like hits it squarely and just shatters
does
it
that,
a little bit.
There's that cartoon thing where you like pull back the bow and like the bow flies off and the arrow stays there?
Yes,
it does that.
Methinks the archers needed to drink less Yinglings last night.
Wow.
I really wish we would have ended with it barfing, but...
Hey, what are you going to do?
You could make it barf, Michael. You could make it barf.
We will see Lonnie inside of its guts at the start of our next episode.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that'll be fun.
It'll be so fun.
Since we've gone a little long, and I think Jennifer has a really weird day tomorrow, let's do no reviews. But let's throw out there that good vibe. Thank you so much for everyone doing the reviews. It's on, I mean, we've said it dozens of times now, literally. All of you leaving reviews leads directly to many of us paying our rent. That's true. So there's no way that we could thank you enough for being so awesome. And you know, likewise, rate and review wherever you can, every podcast you listen to, not just us. You know, the smaller the show, the better the review is going to be. And obviously, we appreciate it to hell and back. But no, it means a whole lot.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. There's a lot of cool video games coming out this week of May. Today's May 6th. A lot of cool video games coming out, so look at my Twitter for streaming Resident Evil, the new Subnautica, all this other stuff. I think Subnautica's
there's
next
new
week.
Subnautica.
Yeah, I think it's the 14th.
But there's new Subnautica.
Yeah, man, it's I call it Cold Nautica.
Oh God, I love Subnautica.
I started playing it again on my Xbox. Like, I need a mouse and keyboard. But check that out. Also, Naruto Revuto is a podcast about Naruto.
Check it out.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and if you want to give it a listen, why don't you try out your internet? I think it's funny and good.
It is good, actually.
I love it.
It's very funny. You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can also find a link in my bio to a lot of other things that I do online.
Hey, you can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me on the Game Crimes podcast, and you know, maybe I'll stream Resident Evil 2 on PS1. It'll be the DualShock edition.
Yes.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com to find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and a gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you've finished voring your favorite Gapcast character of your choice, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of them, Western Streets, Colossus, Oppressive Gloom, Zombie Chase, Phantom from Space, Exotic Battle, Awesome Call, and Consequence are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs have been modified from their original form in this episode.